Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's a Friday show. What the fuck is up? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, international superstar Zach D'Amico. What's up, kid?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm chilling, doggy.
Dude, we're coming off some fire episodes. I'm real happy with the show.
Yeah, the show's been crushing it lately. We had some fucking Coke magic has just been taking the world by storm. I've also realized how quickly I can learn easy magic tricks and get cocaine. So this can be a regular thing. We can do this once every quarter or so, I would say. That would be a good amount of time for, you know, quarterly Coke Magic. I really, it's just a good idea if you ask me. And if you guys haven't, please, guys, go watch Coke Magic. Available everywhere now. You download podcasts. People are very excited about my magic tricks. Thanks, Zach. As always, we have two incredible guests. Ladies and gentlemen, back by popular demand, H. Foley's back on the show. What's up, kid?
Hey, buddy. Good to see you. Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
What's going on, pal? I like it. You got your glasses on today. You're in a fucking clean bedroom.
Yeah.
You seem like your shit's getting together. I don't know.
A little bit, yeah. Quarantine's been good for me.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, for sure. And also, first time ever on this show, ladies and gentlemen, you guys probably follow him on Twitter. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Crypt Daddy. Donovan, do you have a real name, or is it just, I just know you as Donovan Crypt Daddy.
Yeah, no, that's my legal name. My dad loved it.
It was a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah. It's just an excuse for people to call me dad. I'm really into weird shit.
Yeah, you are. So yeah. How did we happen upon each other, dude? Because we've been following each other for a while. I don't even remember what the first thing that it was that I saw that you tweeted. You're just a sick fuck. You have a sick sense of humor. And you probably have to be. I don't know if you guys have noticed. That's not just great posture. He actually has to be sitting that way.
That's true. That's 100% true. I was just telling Zach that the titanium rods in my spine are the thank you guys for the posture compliments. Thank you.
You have amazing posture. I would give up anything for your posture. If you've ever watched my special, my comedy special, Louis J. Gomez, I noticed in that special how bad my posture was for the first time in my life. And then I see you sitting straight upright. I'm like, what is this guy's secret? And it's rods that are holding your body together.
Yeah.
You know how insane it is to see that special and notice your posture being bad?
That's the thing you notice from that, huh?
So how did we happen upon each other? How did you come into my life, Donovan?
That's a really good question. I think one of the ones that did it video-wise was just me joking about how people often feel sorry for me because I'm in a wheelchair, but like I feel sorry for everybody else because everybody else is focused on like staying fit and staying in shape, but I don't have to worry about that at all, and it's very great.
It's nice. It's the benefit.
It is.
Well, I almost feel like that's how Robert Kelly feels. Like Bobby Kelly has altogether let go, and there's just no part of him that needs to worry about what he eats, how he exercises, what it is. Like, fuck it.
Yeah, and that's a great freedom to have.
It is a great freedom to have.
But also it makes me realize I'm one bad day from being the humans from WALL-E.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Thank you for getting my reference. I got it, too. I would love that.
But people love WALL-E.
In WALL-E, all the people that are left that are human are giant obese people in chairs that fly around.
Yes. I don't know. We're also saying it weird. We're saying WALL-E. Like it's,
WALL-E? Like, how do you say it? Like it's the rapper. WALL-E?
WALL-E. Talib Kweli. Exactly. We're saying it like that.
Like a Somali like you pirate. Say, download.
Yes, I download. So wait, hold on, Crypt Daddy, what is wrong with you? Because here's the thing. At a glance, you're a very handsome
man. He has shitty taste in comedy, so he's a fan of yours. Thing number one. Spine shit aside.
What is the issue? What is your physical affliction? Because we've been friends for a little while, but I'm very narcissistic, so I can't get past, you know, I can't get past my own thoughts for a day. So I don't even know what the fuck's wrong with you.
Well, my dick is way too big, and it weighs down the rest of my body, and it's just a curse more than a blessing. Because everybody's like, well, black people have it so hard right now. I'm like, I get it. I feel it. I feel that struggle.
That's what the rods are for, to hold his dick up.
Yeah. You can stand on this guy's neck all fucking day.
It's not going to budge. I promise.
I love this fucking guy.
He's the best. Listen to me. Crypt Daddy, you might be third mic on this podcast before the end of today. This is fucking...
Second already. And a half, Mike.
You're already funnier than any female that I've had on this show.
And that's a blessing. Thank you for that.
It was very easy. I mean, I got to be honest with you. It was not that difficult.
And judging from what Lewis has told me, about the same in bed.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you do have something fucked up about you. It's fine. Yes. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's all good. We don't even got to get into it. Fuck it. You're all fucked up. It's all good. But you got a fucked up sense of humor. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming it came from you having to fucking, you know, be in a wheelchair and just trying to make the best of the situation.
Yeah, no, at some point, doctors tell you when you're really little, like, hey, you're going to Disney World out of nowhere for no reason. And that's kind of a bad sign, because nobody just says, hey, you're going to have a really good vacation for no reason
in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're ever told that you're going to Disney World while you're in the hospital, it's over.
That's it. Yeah. And that's what it was.
Hey, Doc, what's wrong with me? You're going to meet John Cena.
Holy shit, dude. The only time you want to hear you're going to Disney World is directly after you won the Super Bowl. Yep.
That's the only good time.
If they say Disneyland, you're in a shitty hospital.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to Busch Gardens.
you're going to Sesame Place.
You're going to Dolly World. You're welcome.
Wait, hold on, Foley. I want to tell you this the other day. For my Are You Garbage, the stuffed animal I slept with as a kid was Wolfie the Wolf from Busch Gardens. They had a werewolf roller coaster.
Jesus Christ, that's fucking trash.
That's garbage.
How many windows did you have to break to win that? All right, that didn't land. Fair enough.
It was good. Okay. No, I like it. That's all the games at Busch Garden. It's like throw a rock at a black person.
Churn butter.
Yeah.
See how many people you can stab outside of the Walmart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Change the ice in the ice machine. They just make you do jobs. So look, Crypt Daddy, very happy to have you here. You're very real ass. I appreciate it. It's fucking dope. Are you doing stand-up yet? I know we were talking about it.
Nope.
No, not right now. Before everybody else went into quarantine, I had to go into quarantine as a little precaution, because my doctor was like, listen, the news is going to say a lot of dumb shit, and everyone else is going to be like, not that big of a deal, but I'm telling you, stay home. And so I took his advice.
Were you, because you have other shit going on, right? So mm-hmm. you were more at risk because of COVID than the average person.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this isn't just like fucking, you know. Yeah. Because you said that. You said that on social media. You said you were like, yeah, dude, I got to fucking disappear for a little while.
Yeah. That's, I feel like Jake Gyllenhaal from Bubble Boy and Jack Nicholson from The Shining, if they had a fuck baby. Like, I'm just going insane.
And they were brothers?
Yes. They were incest fuck babies.
They were incest fuck babies.
Yeah.
So you had to go, you had a sort of fucking dip off. And how scary was it for you during this thing? Because I was one of the people that was online. I'm sure you were like, fuck you, Lewis. Because I was sitting there, I was like, dude, it ain't shit. I haven't worn a mask once, whatever. Coughing on my friends to be funny. And here you are, you're fucking like, no, dude, if I fucking as so much come close to any of this shit, it could be real.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get it. Most everybody doesn't have to worry about anything, so I cough on everybody you want. But if you cough on me, I'll shoot you.
Yeah. So you were fucked up. So you didn't go out, or you've been truly quarantined. You haven't done anything. You haven't gone anywhere.
Not too much. I mean, my highlight is getting Taco Bell, and that's what I was doing beforehand. So
that's also Zach's highlight. You and Zach are the same person technically, but just for completely different reasons. Like
we have the same cardio.
Zach chooses your life. Zach has made it. Does it bother you that Zach has chosen to live your life exactly?
It's all right. I mean, I've seen the dude do blackface. It's not unfamiliar territory, you know, just taking everything from everybody.
I've never done blackface. I just ate a chocolate cake that day.
That's exactly chocolate cake.
And, you know, technically, Zach and I were both at risk, too, because we're heavy. They were saying it was killing fatties.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got a number of tweets about it.
Why don't you put that in your catheter and shove it up your dick hole?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tell you about a guy with another hard life over here, huh?
Yeah, my bad.
You see, Foley, let him know. You get it.
Get out of breath from tying my shoes.
When did you end up with this condition? You were a little kid?
Yeah, I was born with it.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yeah, that's what it was. Maybelline did it.
Yeah, that's fucking, yeah, dude. I mean, look, dude, you do something pretty fucking inspiring, which is going out there and the way you fucking, you do these videos and you're so self-deprecating. And it's like it's kind of a great, it's the way comedy works, right? So in comedy, you're self-deprecating, so you can kind of fuck with anybody else. Yeah. And with you, it's great because you really go at people, you don't give a fuck. And then when they look, they come to go back at you, they're like, they just can't say anything. And you're like, got you, motherfucker.
It's great, like verbal judo, because no matter what you do, you're just fucked.
Yes. Completely.
And you gotta laugh at shit, you know? If you can't laugh at yourself, who can you laugh at?
It was great when you went at Nicole Arbour.
Oh, fuck her, dude.
That was fucking awesome, dude. One of the things you posted was, I guess she had posted that. What did she exactly post? She was so hypocritical. It was a great little video.
Dude, the one clip that you did from when she was on a podcast with you is the one joke that I get all the time, whenever I say any joke, and there's at least 10 replies saying, I would tell you to do stand up, but and I get it. It's there. It's the joke that I know it's there, but Nicole like said it just without any shame.
Yeah. That's on her special. Yeah. Or her, like something she did.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. She did another video not too long after the one where you were just calling her out and she was just saying, I like getting roasted. I like making, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so I replied to her saying that if Nicole Arbour is considered a comedian, I feel like I should be considered an Olympic track star.
Yeah. And then she blocked you.
Yeah, then she blocked me.
She blocked you, which is, and then you put that video up, which just fucking, just calls her on a hypocrisy, which is so funny. But yeah, dude, this is sort of how we ended up being in each other's world, because you're on Twitter and you're fighting the good fight. You got a pretty, how many Twitter followers you got now? You have a pretty massive following.
Yeah. About 86,000 now.
That's great.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's killing everybody here. He's substantially more famous than anybody. He's doing us the favor right now.
I got a solid 1,200.
Yeah. It's a fucking nice nightmare, Foley. It's a nightmare.
If you break your legs, you get more.
Jump in front of a truck.
You know, you can still outrun Foley.
You probably
pretty
could.
Pretty easily. Foley, I'm assuming that Crypt Daddy's garbage across the board. I don't know much about Crypt Daddy, but I've seen just his home videos. I've seen his mom in the background.
Yeah, I just saw her. Was that your mom? I was going to comment.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. The wood paneling behind him right there.
Mm-hmm. That mirror is no good.
Garbage. Yeah. There's just, I don't know. I'm just assuming that Crypt Daddy is not from a super affluent family. I imagine that this is some sort of trailer park, that it's just, it's been a struggle across the board in every single capacity of his life. This is just my assumption. What do you think, Phil?
I don't know. He does have titanium, which is pretty classy. He could have wood or just regular copper or something like that. So he's got titanium money.
Don't put wood in your body, like wood plates.
Crip, where do you live, buddy?
I'm in the Northern Illinois region.
Okay, yeah, that's garbage. If you say the region, that's pretty trashy. Yeah. That's pretty trashy.
If you just have to say the word region, just in general, in describing where you live, That's a trashy.
You're not near a city or anything like that?
I'm in the city. Everybody just said Chicago to make it sound not as bad, but it's still. We're the Chicago-ish area, like Rockford.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. You don't really have the accent.
No. No, that's what happens when you're born to a Mexican dad that wasn't around. I'm looking at you, Lewis.
Thanks. I'm not your father. I don't know what your mother's telling you. We did fuck a couple times, but... That's,
yeah, okay.
Tell her to fucking keep it on the DL. Are you half Mexican?
I am.
Yeah, you look very white. You are a disturbingly handsome man.
Hey, it's got a preppy look.
Does that bother you more, knowing that if you weren't born with this disease, you would be able to fucking slay more puss than...
Oh, it's never stopped me.
Oh, do you still crush a lot of puss?
Oh, yeah.
I bet really? You do.
Yeah, and then he backs right over it.
Do you? Because I bet you... All right, there's a couple of things. Number one, you are a handsome guy. You're very funny and you're very charming, right?
And aloof, which girls kind of love. The whole I don't give a fuck attitude.
Well, you can't beat them. They know that much. You're not going to physically hurt them in any way.
They lose their guard around me. It's great.
Well, they also, there's women have this thing. This is why I get a lot of hot chicks, okay? Because people are always like, well, how the fuck does Lewis get hot chicks? Women, they have a thing where they want to save. They want to be motherly, whatever it is. So they see me as like a fucking...
You're a fixer-upper.
Yeah, yep. Dude. Yeah. Yep. If I'm a fixer-upper, what is Crip Daddy? Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
But you get a lot, do you got a girlfriend specifically?
I do.
Oh, you got a girlfriend? Mm-hmm. Pussy. If you're trying to get this fucking podcast comedian life going, doggy, you got to fucking dump her.
Is she in a wheelchair too? Can I ask that?
She is not. No. That's an abomination. I was going to say,
if you had a girlfriend in a wheelchair, I wouldn't call that a relationship. Yeah. I would say that is just a sad after-school story.
Yeah, that's not a relationship. That's parallel parking.
That's literally just a Lifetime movie that nobody watches.
Yeah. If you're both in a wheelchair, do you get to drive your car through the front windows of stores?
Yeah, just straight into the front of every store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no, she's not a girl. I swear to God, I did not imagine your girlfriend being in a wheelchair even for a second. I imagine Crip's girlfriend being a fairly cute, weird chick. She's a weird chick though, guaranteed. Yep. She's got a little weirdness to her.
Oh yeah, no, that's 100%.
And you guys have been banging. Have you banged a lot of chicks? When did you lose your virginity, Crip? How old are you? You could be fucking 16. You could be 50. I have no idea, dude.
I'm 27.
Okay.
And I was a late bloomer to the sex game, but once it was there, it was there. I was 18.
That's not even that late.
It's a year after me.
Yeah, that's not even that late. Okay. Crip.
Everyone I know is like, dude, I lost my virginity at like 5. And I was like, your uncle doesn't count, dude. Come on.
That's because you're in a region.
Yeah, now I believe you're regions, half Mexican.
Yeah, the Mexican regions. Mm-hmm. They really start early. Yeah, I was... 15. No, I turned 16.
Me too.
I just turned 16. And
was he pretty?
Come on, bro. Me and this girl, we were boyfriend, girlfriend. We dated for like 2-3 months. It was a thing. We were gonna lose our virginity to each other. For you, what happened, Crip? How'd you lose your virginity?
Well, same scenario. Well, we were both virgins and we were just like, We just fuck, right? We should fuck. And my humor was around that time very too blunt. And I told her I was going to be awkward after, the deed was done. And I didn't know what to say because we were just going to be laying there. And the first thought that came to my head was the quote from the movie Babe, with "That'll do, pig." She wasn't happy.
Okay. You know what would have been worse than "That'll do, pig"? I'm just kidding. I can walk.
Right? He runs out of the room.
You moonwalk.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
That was his make a wish.
Mm-hmm. And where's that girl at now? You still talk to her?
Oh, no. No, God, no.
Is she somewhere in the region?
Unfortunately.
I think we should try to fucking, you got that dumb girlfriend that's in the way. How long have you been with your girlfriend?
We're going close to 2 years now.
Oh, he's in love and everything.
I know it.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Please.
Are there girls that have a wheelchair dude fetish?
For sure.
You know what? I haven't met anybody that has outright said it, but like Lewis says, people, like women in particular, really do have that, like, oh my God, you're so cute. And like, do you need anything? Do you need help? I'll help you with anything. And that's like, you might as well have a fucking cripple fetish at that point.
Yeah, and at that point, they...
Do you ever really take advantage of it and pretend to be a little retarded too? And be like, oh, yeah. What's it like to come?
Oh, yeah.
Just pulls his dick out.
What do I do with this thing?
Mm-hmm.
God bless you, motherfucker.
Yeah. Dude. His kid's all right.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. He's one of us. Deep down, deep inside.
I'm just trying to prove that even disabled people can be pieces of shit, just like everybody else.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the thing. Like, you know, we're supposed to treat everyone equal. So mm-hmm. if we were to bring you on the show and we weren't to make fun of your weird posture and fucking, you know, lack of probably multiple senses, it wouldn't be the Real Ass Podcast.
It wouldn't, you know? And I'd be upset. And call exactly. you guys a bunch of pussies.
I know. Exactly. How's your mom doing? Does she know you're on the show tonight?
She does. Yes.
Good. Was she mad at me at one point?
No, actually. I don't know if I told you this. When I was watching the podcast with you and Tim and Nick, she walked into my room and saw all three of you. And without skipping a beat, was like, that's Lewis. That's Tim. Who's that terrorist they're talking to?
Yes. Yeah, Nick's
but
all
no,
fucked up, dude.
She wasn't mad at you.
Good. I'm glad she's not. I like your mom. I can't tell when people are actually mad at me or not, because you're such a sarcastic prick. He'll mm-hmm. write stuff. I'm like, is Crip Daddy mad at me? And I treat people as equals. I'll fuck you up, dude. Like when I go to Chicago, I'll fight you.
yeah.
Because I'm not going to treat you as less than.
And
so,
believe me, you are my people, so I have no quarrels with doing what we do to each other.
Good. Exactly. You got to be able to fucking throw some fucking heat at somebody every once in a while. But Crip Daddy, he'll just throw three in a row, and there's no smiley faces or anything. It's just fucking heat, heat, heat. I'm like, all right, dude, what did I do? Did I hurt you? Do I fucking know you like that? All right, guys, let's take a quick second and thank Cushy Dreams. I love my Cushy Dreams. Zach, I know you just got yours.
Dude, it's great. I did not expect it to literally be like flower bud.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's like smoking weed, but I don't get a little too anxious. I don't get too effed up during the day. It's a really great way to start your day.
A lot of people get anxiety from weed. A lot of people will get from smoking weed. Like my son's mother, she never smokes weed because she gets like little panic attacks. And when she started smoking CBD, she was able
to... She probably gets that from memories of her shitty ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, that's probably the truth. But I think the THC was what does it for her, because she smokes CBD now. And I specifically smoked one of the Cushy Dreams joints with her, and she fucking loved it. It made her feel relaxed and calm. I've been smoking them in the morning because I don't... When I wake and bake and smoke weed at first thing in the morning, by the time lunchtime hits, I'm so tired. But I have a lot of anxiety. I've been using marijuana to combat anxiety for basically my entire adult life. This is my opinion. The best way to consume CBD. For some reason, when I take CBD drops, it's way too subtle. When I smoke a joint or a bong hit of Cushy Dreams and it's pure CBD flower, I feel it right away. My anxiety is lifted right away. If you guys don't know the benefits of CBD, it's a non-psychoactive chemical in marijuana. It does not get you high. So these are actual buds. They look and smell like the best weed you'll ever have in your entire life, but it is absolutely devoid of THC. It does not get you high. It's legal in 50 states. It is enriched with CBD, which is in a lot of circles considered to be a miracle drug. This stuff is grown in California and Oregon. Each plant is hand-selected by a team of experienced cannabis flower experts. It's 100% hand-trimmed, never machine-trimmed, and it really is beautiful. And I'm going to tell you right now, give it a shot. You guys are going to love it. This is the perfect. If you guys don't want to fucking get super stoned in the morning, but you still enjoy smoking every morning, you still want to.
The ritual, I think, would be the thing. Like, if you like the ritual of smoking in the morning, but you don't want it to affect your whole day.
Yeah.
Dude, this is
positive.
It's just the positive. You're going to love it.
Yeah. And right now, go to cushydreams.com. That's K-U-S-H-Y, dreams, D-R-E-A-M-S.com. And at checkout, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P. You're going to save 20% off your entire order. Make sure you use that promo code RAP. And this is exclusive for our listeners. So go do that right now. Smoke your CBD because you can. Cushydreams.com, promo code RAP. All right, where were we? I have a mouse problem, I think. Is there ever just one mouse? Shannon,
no.
Help me out here.
Mm-mm. Never.
Just a renegade mouse. Could be like, hey, I'm gonna try this building. Squat in your apartment.
Pull my video that I posted to Instagram. So what I did was I went onto Amazon and I got a no-kill trap because I've been seeing a mouse in my apartment for like a month now. And he just runs around and it's, you know, he makes eye contact with me, he'll stand in the corner and he's kind of cute. It's fine. Look at this guy.
He's really cute, dude. That's not a rat. That's a mouse.
It's a cute little mouse.
It's a cute mouse.
Look at how tiny he is.
Caught him?
Yeah, it's a no-kill trap.
What'd you do with him?
I'm going to tell you in a minute.
He's so cute, dude.
It's adorable. He was so tiny. It was crazy. You can't even see how tiny he is from this. He looks bigger than he really is. He's a fucking cutie. So... yeah, I got a no-kill trap, and then I asked my son, I was like, James, I was like, what do you want to do? Do you want to kill it, or do you want to let it go? And I just wanted to see what he was going to say.
Let's burn it with a magnifying glass.
Yeah, he's going to, like, I was going to, like,
its limbs off. Watch it roll around.
Yeah, and I was just sort of just, and I don't know why I did that. Like, what was I going to do? Like, if he said, like, let's kill it, that would have fucked me up, but what would you do in that case?
Ask him how, and then
See how sick the method.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he said no. He was like, we can't kill it. He's so cute. My kid's a little fucking pussy. He loves animals. Really cute. But yeah, we let it go. But I didn't even realize that they had no kill traps until a few years ago. Remember we talked about this on the podcast, Zach? I happened upon an entire YouTube channel of a guy who made homemade mouse traps.
And oh, yeah, dude, we got super into the guy that made, like, the bowls full of olive oil and shit.
Yeah, it was great, dude. He'd put a plunger, and he'd leave it over, like, the stick, and he'd leave it over a bucket, and he'd just put, like, olive oil on it and a little bit of cheese.
And catch, like, 9 rats.
Rats would just try to crawl in, and they'd slip off of it.
Also, I do want to acknowledge the chat. I'm very sorry. I think you guys are right, dude. That thing's got a giant tail. That might be a baby rat.
You think that was a baby rat? No, it was a little baby
that thing, mouse. No, but that tail on that thing is way bigger than its body.
No, this thing was fucking... I have no idea what the fucking... somebody said that was a baby rat. You probably have a rat's nest in your apartment. That was a rat. Baby rat. It's not a baby rat, you sons of bitches.
It's not a golden doodle, I can tell you that.
I mean, Lewis, we're talking to an entire chat of people that raise rats.
That's a North American region goat rat, I'll tell you that right now. Find them up in Illinois.
I hate to tell you, 25% of our fans are what we would call ferret people.
Oh, that's real garbage.
Absolute number one white trash trait. If you have a ferret, you're a bag of shit.
Crip, you got a ferret?
No, I know regional animals, and that one looks like a region animal. That's a rat.
That is not a rat.
I think it is a mouse. It does look like this little thing here.
Let me see.
It has like a smaller face, bigger ears. No,
that tail was super thick.
No, it was not. It was a house mouse. Go back. Let's see. Norway rat, roof rat, a young rat. No, it was a house mouse, obviously.
Yeah, I think it was.
Also, what's a roof rat?
There's no difference between any of these.
Roof rat does parkour and shit like that. Jumping buildings. See if it does any tricks. But everybody went through a phase like that, Lewis. You didn't kill anything when you were young,
Zach? Yeah, dude. No, dude, your mouse does not have a tiny tail. Your mouse has a big, fat tail.
No, that's not the tail. Look at his face. Look at his rat face. They look like Jews. No, and this sounds very – look. edit. But they do look like fucking Jews. Look at that Jewy face that that rat has. The mouse looks like, hello, I'm just a little Christian.
Bring back up that video.
I celebrate Christmas. I celebrate Easter. Good. Pull up the mouse.
Hold on.
I don't like that all your mice talk like fucking Lorne Michaels.
Hello, Lewis.
Hello, hello.
Look at that fucking tail, dude.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's the size of its body.
The that's a
baby rat.
It's not a baby rat, dude. It's a fucking tiny little mouse. Look at his face. Actually, look at that. That's
what did it make a difference?
That looks like a Jew face. Fuck me. Oh, no. It looks like Dave Smith.
Oh, no. It's baby Dave.
Would it have made a difference in whether or not you would kill it if you knew it was a rat or a mouse?
A rat, you gotta kill
a mouse for sure, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you know what you have now? Mourning rats in your walls. You have miserable mourning rats.
They're gonna be protesting.
Yeah, they'll be protesting.
Yes, I looked it up, and it says most people don't know that they have mice in their house. Eventually, you'll see little droppings and stuff, but if it gets to the point where you actually see a mouse, chances are there's a bunch of them.
Okay, because I was going to say the other mouse that I saw a month ago was bigger than that one and definitely older looking. I was like,
and now she's crying in your walls, making a Rat Lives Matter sign. Yep.
They're going to be coming for you.
Rat Lives Matter. Shit, dude. I just let her son out into the fucking street. Shit, dude.
Oh, that's what you did? You let it out? It's definitely going to come right back.
Well, they say that, but I think they say that with, not like,
from Central Park.
Doggy, look, they say, oh, if you let a mouse out, it'll come back because it's its home or whatever. But not on a fucking fourth floor walk up in New York City. That mouse is going to another home.
Nah.
It's that mouse back. Is going to get run over, eaten by something better.
What I'm going to do with the next mouse is I'm going to fucking tag it.
Like a dolphin?
Yeah, I'm going to tap its ass. No, I'm going to tag it. I'm going to write my tag on it. I'm going to do like write Ludog in script with some markers. No, I'm going to tag it. I'll color its tail, and then I'll see if that exact mouse comes back.
So I looked this up also, Lewis.
Yeah, you fucking look up, Shannon. Stop looking shit up. I'm pontificating.
Do you want to know?
Lewis has rats. Oh, I would move out in a second.
It says animals will always return to somewhere they know they can find food or shelter unless there's a better alternative. Therefore, when disposing of a mouse or a rat, you need to take them at least a couple of miles away or they will find their way back.
A couple
what
miles
the fuck?
Away. No, but here's the problem.
You got to put a thing over its head. So we can't say
no alternative. They're fucking. I live. There's alternatives everywhere. There's a garbage can right there, dude. This mouse ran across the street. I watched it. There's no way it's getting back to this apartment. This fucking mouse. I took it downstairs, outside. Me and James let it go. It was a beautiful fucking moment, bonding moment between me and my son. Okay, and it
is anyone else waiting for this mouse to run across the back of Lewis's couch right now? Like, give two middle fingers like Stone Cold.
I wouldn't answer your buzzer for a little while, I'll tell you that. Make sure you know who it is coming in.
Doggy. I'm telling you, I have a hard time killing mice. And the other thing is, I've had regular mouse traps as well. And the problem is sometimes, Shannon, have you ever had mice problems?
No, knock on wood. I have cats though, so I think it helps make them not.
Yeah, my dog used to just fucking catch them and snap their necks. He was fucking great. But here's the thing, every summer, and I've been here, this is my third summer going into it, I'll see one mouse every summer. And then he's just fucking gone. It's not a problem. I've had places with mice before where you'll see mice droppings, poop. This is one little fucking guy gets in my house. There's an exterminator that comes in my building. Like once every other week, they'll knock on my door and I never let him in my home. And I don't know why. I have a weird aversion to letting exterminators come into my home.
But for what reason?
I don't know. I just don't like the fact that he's just showing up at my house unannounced.
Well, for me, it's because I've always had pets and I'm afraid whatever they're going to set is going to kill my pets.
I'm scared I'm going to get stuck in the trap like an idiot going for the peanut butter like a fatty in the middle of the night.
Sleepwalking at night.
Got it, dude, stuck to the side of my face.
Okay, first of all, I forgot this even fucking happened. I was looking through my
rat collection.
Now I was looking through my old, like an old joke book, and I just was just like 10 years old at least, like a fucking really old joke book. And I remembered a story from when I first started dating Beatrice. And the fact that I didn't remember that this happened in my life is fucking crazy, okay? We were dating for maybe 5 or 6 months. And Beatrice, when I first started dating Beatrice, and Beatrice was fucking, she's still beautiful. She's still, but she was like, she, you know, when I first started dating Beatrice, it was like, wow. Like, I was really into this fucking
shit. Imagine a beautiful woman before she dated Lewis.
Before she had a kid, before she dated me, before all of the things.
Before all the things that age a woman.
Yeah, now she looks like me. She's fucking. She sounded hot on the phone, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, she looks like a Beatrice now. but she was so fucking beautiful, and I was so into her at the time. I was so trying to, like, do everything perfectly with her. And we were dating for like 5 months maybe, and then I sleepwalked for the first time in my life. I had never sleepwalked in my entire life, and I never have sleepwalked since. There's only been one time in my life that I sleepwalked. And what I did was, when I sleepwalked, is I went and I picked up my hat. I used to always wear a black-on-black Yankee fitted hat, like a New Era fitted hat, you know, with like the five holes on the top of it. Now, the reason I mentioned the five holes is because that's kind of important, okay? Because I went and got my hat. I went over to her. She's lying in bed. I'm standing above, waist level is at her face. I take my hat. I take out my dick. And in front of her, I piss into my hat. And I start peeing. Now, the piss starts
coming out,
the five holes onto her, the bed, the floor, just everywhere. Like, I have a hat full of piss, and now I'm sifting it over her.
Well, that's a magic trick.
Yes, like I'm sifting for gold. Exactly. And she woke up and she's like, what are you doing? And I remember I went, and I started crying because that was just my reaction to start crying. And
I would like to note the five holes is also what Lewis refers to his dating history as.
Yeah.
And doggy, she stayed with me and had a kid with me after that.
Were so you it's drunk?
All her fault. I don't think so, dude.
Because that happened
middle
to me
night pissing in a hat.
Yeah, that happened to me. The same exact thing. I was staying at a friend of mine's house down the shore, and he had a younger sister who had a friend staying. And we went out and got hammered, and we came back. And the only time I ever sleptwalked is I was sleepwalking. I walked into the bedroom where the two girls were staying. I got on top of the bed and pissed on both of their heads. Was not asked back next year, I can tell you that.
Weird.
It was a problem.
Fucking Donovan, tell us about the time you sleep.
Whoa. I remember this one time. I don't have that. There are too many.
No, not at all. What if that's the only time you walk? Is
you know what's fucked up? I was just talking about this with my friend the other day because I have really bad insomnia, and what's it like?
Restless leg syndrome.
Yeah, right. that dumb drug that every doctor is like, oh, you can't sleep. Here's just heroin. Whatever. I can't remember. Ambien? That's it. I think, yeah.
Oxycontin?
Ambien. Like, fuck yeah, dude. It's my favorite drug to give my employees.
Is that like, what it was? It was Oxy?
Yeah.
No, Ambien. Oh, nah, Ambien.
But the Ambien. And so we were saying, how funny would it be if it was like some dumb superpower where I could only walk when I'm sleepwalking when I take Ambien? And I have like a whole nother life, and I just wake up in bed with a stranger one day.
You got a wife.
And nobody knows that you're dreaming that Freddy Krueger has you like a marionette.
Exactly.
It's funny. We never see him during the day. It's weird.
All right, guys, let's take a quick second and thank Stamps.com, which is such an incredible service. We love Stamps.com here at Gas Digital, podcast merch, all of the different businesses that we have that I'm involved with. We use Stamps.com, and they bring all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer, whether you're a small office sending invoices, an online seller shipping out products, or even a warehouse sending thousands of packages per day. Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. You simply use your computer to print U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. And once your mail is ready, just hand it to your mail carrier or drop it off in a mailbox. And it's really that simple. I mean, the deal is everything is easier. It's substantially cheaper. You save up to 40% just by doing this. There's over 700,000 small businesses that are already using stamps.com. This isn't a new, unproven concept. It really is incredible, okay? And right now, my listeners are getting a special offer, which includes a four-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitments. So just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in RAP. Once again, it's stamps.com, and make sure you type in that code RAP. All right, let's get back into it.
So, yeah, I fucking, real quick, let's do plugs really quick. Let's get those out of the way. We didn't do plugs in the last show. Zach?
Excuse me.
Yes, Lowe's?
Plugs.
Oh, great. Follow me on Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. And then every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. here on Gas Digital. Check out Catalyst Wrestling. This Saturday, we are doing our draft special where I'll be drafting a new wrestler to my stable, the Hudson County Horror Show.
Ooh, could it be Luis J. Gomez? Who knows?
Zach, one day I'm just going to come out and I'm going to fuck you and your entire stable up. It's just going to happen one day. You'll be like, what the hell's going on? Why is Luis here? And it's just me in your face fucking everybody up.
Dude, Big Lou Bruno is going to put his foot up your ass and out your mouth.
Big Lou Bruno
is going to kill you. I'll make
this as clear as fucking day. Big Lou Bruno is a fucking pussy. They should call him Tiny Lou Bruyes.
Oh, he is going to fucking stomp on your innards.
Please. I want it. I want it. I haven't even
seen it. I want to watch that one.
Shannon, who the fuck, whose side are you on, you bitch?
The one that sends her the better DMs.
I want to see you beat him, obviously. Oh,
is she into Bruno? Let me see this fucking guy. Uh-huh. Now I'm getting jealous, actually. Now, Shannon, will you let me wrestle this guy for your honor?
Yeah, that'd be great.
You'll suck me off if I beat Big Lou.
No, I didn't. I said nothing of the sort.
You'll suck me deep off.
I said nothing of the sort.
Not on Ambien. You'll fucking...
No, I know. I didn't say that.
Shannon, come on. Can we see Big Lou Bruno? I would love
to. Yeah, I'm pulling up his Instagram.
I fear no man, okay? I went toe-to-toe with, what's his fuck last year?
Chuck Payne. What's that noise? You guys hear that?
This is Big Lou Bruno?
Yeah. He's like 7 feet. He's really tall.
He's 7 feet tall.
He's got no tricep definition. I will destroy him. I will destroy him.
He's gonna eat you alive.
Good.
This is a video.
I'm not afraid of him. Let's see.
Is this WWE?
That's after E. Yeah. It's not a good video to pick.
Is this WrestleMania?
He looks like Nick Mullen. I have no fear of this man. All right, we'll see what happens. Maybe one day you guys will see me get into the squared circle again. I've been there before. I'll be there again, possibly. H. Foley,
buddy,
get the plug.
We've got a brand new podcast with Kevin Ryan called Are You Garbage? Lewis has been a past guest. Very fun show where we sit down with a comedian and find out whether they grew up classy or if they're absolute trash. At H. Foley on Ice on Twitter, Foleygrams on Instagram. You can find the podcast absolutely anywhere. Subscribe to our YouTube page or our Patreon. And that's it. Are You Garbage? Check it out, please.
Crip Daddy.
Oh, what's up? I have my Twitter, which is at Really Uncrip, where I'm most active, where I just say and do dumb shit. I have a podcast with me and my mom that I will be starting up again very soon called Crip in the Cradle. You can find that pretty much anywhere as well. And yeah, that's it.
Fuck yeah, guys. Go support all these guys. And you know what's up? I'll be in Phoenix, Arizona, one night only, Thursday, June 25th. Myself, Kurt Metzger, co-headlining Get Back Out on the Road, the This Should End Well tour rides again. I'm going to have some more dates soon enough, guys. Things are happening. I'm setting up some stuff. Obviously, Skankfest is happening September 25th through 27th. Keep on going to skankfest.net. Lots of changes happening in the lineup. Lots of changes happening in the scheduling. Lots of it. Lots of different things that are going to be announced in the next few weeks. Tickets going back on sale very, very soon. So make sure you go to skankfest.net. If you're supporting Gas Digital, that is probably the best way you can support me. Subscribe at gasdigitalnetwork.com. It is our platform. It's where you can get the entire On Demand library for the Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, Believe in Me Podcast, Zach's Podcast, SDR Show, Part of the Problem, Michael Malice Show, Tommy Dreamer Show, Jamie Josta Show. I'm telling you right now, we have 22 of the greatest podcasts in the world, all uncensored, all ad-free, all at your fingertips. I was just on Disney Plus today, and Disney Plus is incredible. I love it, right? We have way better content than Disney Plus. I'm telling you right now, substantially better content than Disney Plus. I feel like laughs per minute. Nobody has funnier content in the fucking world. Gas Digital Network is where it's at. Use the promo code RAP. We're giving you a 14-day free trial. Just try it out for free. See if you dig it. Go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. One reviewer every month, we give away a free piece of merch. Shannon, do me a favor. Have that ready for the next episode, because we haven't given away merch in a hot minute, okay? Okay, and Twitter, Instagram, blah, 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 all that shit. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say on the plug tip, Shannon. You know, Shannon, do your plug. Shannon, why don't we ever have you plug stuff?
That's a great idea. Listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts.
So hot, Shannon. Shannon, why don't you give us a little body? Crazy. Look, your face is very pretty, especially the angles you choose to put the camera. It works. We get what you're doing. But give us a little more bod shot, because you got those fat cans.
I'm in shape, you can't see now. Thanks.
You know, Shannon, your problem is you still have the confidence of a fucking chick who's aging and gaining a little bit of weight.
I always will, because I was ugly as a child. So it's just, I'm always going to hate myself.
Yeah, but what if it was a little handicapped boy's wish to see those big titties on a podcast?
He's getting laid more than I am. He's doing fine.
Okay, but in the hypothetical.
Dude, fucking dig in right now. You're our only hope, Obi-Wan.
Mm-hmm.
Or R2-D2, but please, you're our last shot, baby.
I've had a couple moments with Shannon where I feel like I've broken through. Like, I feel like I almost convinced her to come to Jamaica with me. Because it was a few months, it was right before quarantine, and she hadn't been on vacation in a while. And I was like, Shannon, if I paid for a vacation right now, Jamaica, all-inclusive, we go, all you got to do is have sex with me once per day. She said no, but it was one of those, I could tell she would fucking do it, knows.
It was on the yes side when you were saying you were going to bring another girl and that girl was going to fuck you the whole time.
But you'd have to fuck too.
No, but you'd be, you know.
Yeah, I'd be probably giving that okay. girl more, but she'd be, Shannon, you'd start getting jealous, okay?
Shannon, please. You gave him a .. no.
Lewis, I'll go. As long as the buffet's good, I'll make with the goods. Get me in a two-piece out on the beach.
Oh. Get me a two-piece on the beach.
Fuck me. Did you guys see, speaking of two-pieces, this is so funny. Popeyes, what they tweeted about.
Oh, we would be nothing without Black Lives?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
It's like, how do you not fucking... That's the best.
It's fucked up. A lot of these companies are doing stupid shit.
They're all doing it. Yeah.
Sound like idiots.
Yeah. We would be nothing with it. We are nothing without Black Lives.
And they've taken more Black Lives than cops. You kidding me?
All right, go down a little bit. So I guess initially they tweeted Popeyes is nothing without Black Lives. And then everyone started being like, all right, you fucking idiots. That just sounds hilariously racist. And then they tweeted it again, but then they put more context. Shannon, what's your DM right there? What is that?
What?
Who's that DM from?
I don't know. Where was that?
Your message.
Your messages, Shannon. Who's DMing you, you little hoe? Who shows their DMs? I would never blindly show my DMs.
It's nothing.
Crazy.
It's nothing.
Giving me anxiety. Stop.
No, there's nothing. It's Be Kind Rewind. He says, thank you for having him in. This is people asking to be in the chats. That's it.
Doggy. I'm telling you right now.
I don't flirt with people. That
made me nervous. It made me so... Please take it off, Shannon. It's it's feeling like it's my DMs. Are you fucking crazy? Do you know when people get their shit? If I got my shit hacked, I mean...
I don't have anything bad.
I just realized I should stop giving people ideas to hack my shit. Stop myself. Nothing goes in there at all. I feel like if it's that easy to hack people's shit, they would do it way more often. Like, we would hear about comedians getting their shit hacked all the time, no?
You see it a lot with YouTubers. That's funny, though.
How do they get their shit?
Yeah, I think it is pretty easy.
I think you got to log on to the wrong site one day and they get your shit.
Yeah. What happened to me recently? I told you that happened to me.
Yeah, they sent you your own password.
Yeah, they sent me my own password in an email, and they were like, "You better send me $1,000, or we have video of you watching porn." It was like that episode of fucking what's it called?
Black Mirror.
Black Mirror. Yeah. And then I was like, "What are they gonna do?" It's like, even if that was true, what's the worst they're gonna do? It's like have me jerking off to fucking cream pie porn and be like, "Okay, look at my dick. Who cares?"
And is your dick wouldn't be in the shot of you on your laptop?
Maybe
jerk off right now. Give us your stroke.
Here's the problem. That's my camera right there. It's different. Okay. I wouldn't be there. My camera wouldn't be there. All right. What I do is, all right, I'll tell you exactly what I do.
Yeah, please.
I lie in my bed. All right. Everyone's got a,
Oh, but your laptop's like on your chest.
Nope. Oh no. My laptop's on my chest, and then I'm beating off without being able to look at my awesome dick. I gotta be able to see my own dick in order to come, Zach. Come on. Maybe that's the difference between me and you. You've never been
able to see that. You can see your own dick.
Yeah, I'm taking a shot in the dark over here, jerking off my toe.
Yeah. I just keep grabbing things until I come.
Jerking off a lamp.
Let's see. In the chat, Travis says, everyone knows you hold your phone with sideways with your left hand, thumb over the camera, hand over the rear camera. What? Do you really jerk off hiding all of your cameras?
What?
What, in the FBI?
Yeah, why? Can people look at you and see you?
What porn are you watching? Were you that scared?
Well, I think that what's going on is our cameras, with all the apps that we have, we are signing off regularly and saying, hey, you can just turn our camera on at any given point and video record. I'm pretty sure we sign off on that somewhat regularly, right?
I think we click it every time.
Yeah.
We install anything.
Anytime we install anything. And then the same thing with the sound. So essentially, it's like, yeah, they're all watching. I just feel like the amount of, like, they're going to index dudes jerking off. Like, okay, I'm part of some crazy index of every man in the world masturbating. What are they doing with these videos? Have fun. Like, it's just such a stupid thing. Like, you're not really – what could they do with that?
Nothing.
Just millions of hours of men beating off. It just doesn't seem like – it's also like what I know about like storage and streaming costs. And it's like it just seems like a lot of unnecessary hosting costs for video footage that will never be used. It doesn't seem like
– For 80
that.
Million guys to do the exact same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the exact same. Like literally just me this so much, like so much, so often there's that me. So I don't really understand if there's any reason for it yet, or maybe one day – they'll figure out a way to fucking, you know, we'll be a part of some weird collective fucking jerk off thing where the overlords are using our jerk off videos to fuel.
Now, would you be more embarrassed of the video of you jerking off or what they had you jerking off to?
Or 50-50. I guess the video of me jerking off, but I don't jerk off to anything that deviant. That's like even the times that I have jerked off to like fucking tranny porn, which not hasn't been many, and it's never been like a dude fucking a tranny. It's like a shemale with a dick fucking a chick. I've jerked off to. That's like,
and by the way, straighter than regular porn.
Yeah, it's just fuck. Yeah, you just, there's
50% straighter.
There's two pretty women there, and then there's. It's just I don't know. What do you want me to say? But there hasn't been anything that deviant that I would be embarrassed that I jerk off to. It would just be my dick and my, you know, me kissing the air. Crypt Daddy, do you kiss the air when you masturbate?
No, not typically. I mainly just have sex.
You don't masturbate?
No, I just fuck.
He's a fucking man, Jesus.
Yeah.
This kid's an animal.
I gotta get a wheelchair.
It works.
Ham Banana says no one does that but me. That's not true. Or Shafir admitted that he kisses the air when he masturbates.
Well, when you say kiss the air, what do you like?
I'm saying you're masturbating. Dip? You've gotten so into the fantasy that you start open mouth, like making out,
kissing
like,
the air.
Oh, you're
not
like,
not only that, but like grabbing the ass, like pantomime grabbing the ass. Like, you know,
what porn are you watching where they're kissing?
No, I'm too busy clicking 11 years back on the girls' Facebook pictures.
Those trainees are really tender. They kiss.
Yeah, no kidding. What, are you watching softcore, Lewis? You're on Skinamax?
Dougie, some people kiss the air. I'm telling you. I've talked to some people about this, okay? Foley, you've never gotten so into your masturbation fantasy that you've open mouth kissed the air and grabbed, pantomimed, grabbed a little bit of fucking air butt?
No, never. I fucking put a dog leash around my neck and choke myself out like a goddamn gentleman. What are you
doing? The way the good Lord intended.
Now, question.
Make out with the dog a little bit while it's going on. That's about
That's a different story. Come on.
Have you ever been so into a porno that you were jerking off while the guy was fucking her missionary, and when he flipped her over, you flipped your hand over?
No, but that's great.
You jump up. I am a rodeo grip jerker.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah, that's my number. I go rodeo grip almost exclusively.
Yeah.
He doesn't respect the technique.
Yeah, I definitely have gotten way deep into the fantasy, way too much. Yeah, and way take way too long. Sometimes when I masturbate, I'm like, dude, if I've been jerking off for 45 full minutes,
that's crazy, man. Yeah, I'm too quick. I'm in and out like a fucking.
I do tantric, dude. Like I'll go to come, and then I'll get right to the end, right where I'm about to come, and I'll stop.
Yeah, you're edging.
Yeah, dude, I edge myself. And I'll just have a fucking session. Here's the problem. Ready? When women talk, like when you see chicks on like Twitter and she'll be like, yeah, I'm so horny today. I just had to masturbate 5 times. And I'm like, you go, girl. And then when I talk like this, I feel like I'm a fucking creep. I'm like, I'm edging. Like I like masturbating so much that I prolong it for an extra long amount of time. Take away time from raising my son to give myself more sexual pleasure. It's fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
There is something, I mean, I guess that is a double standard, but there is something less creepy. Like when a girl says she's doing that, it's like, oh, that's beautiful and that's hot. But a guy, it's like, oh, you're pathetic. Just pathetic.
It is. Why is it so pathetic to masturbate when it just feels so good? It just feels great. Why am I such a fucking, why is it when I'm doing it, I feel like a fucking creep? Not when I'm doing it, but like right before and right after.
Right after is the worst.
Can I tell you why I feel like a creep before? Because it's not like I just grab my dick. It's like I grab my computer, and I grab my lube, and I grab a fucking towel or a t-shirt that I'm going to literally lay. Here, I'll tell you my technique. Okay, this is what I do. I lie down on my bed. I set up a whole fucking to-do, okay? I take like 5-6 pillows, put them all behind my bed, get myself nice propped up, okay?
The fuck?
Gotta get myself nice and propped up, okay? So I'm almost sitting upright, but I'm still kind of lying down. Okay, a lot of pillows. Okay?
This all sounds like we're making fun of Crypt Daddy, by the way.
I was just saying, could you slow down? I'm kind of writing this down as you go.
Mom, can I get 5 or 6 pillows?
I'm gonna need them. Where do we keep the family lube?
Dude, then I get lube or lotion, depending on whatever it is. My computer to my right hand side has to be on the bed to my right hand side because I am masturbating lefty. I need my right hand to browse while masturbating. It's
whoa, hold on, back up. You jerk it lefty?
Yeah.
Are you a lefty in real life?
No, I am not.
Ambidextrous jerking?
No, not ambidextrous. I do not jerk off righty.
Get the fuck out of town.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeffrey iPhone. I'm a Southpaw jerker. Yeah, dude.
It's like Rocky.
I'm a Southpaw jerker. I teach myself like Rocky. You know? I had to go learn from black people to do it by the hand more rhythm.
You had to push a retarded girl onto a bag of pet food.
Dougie, I give myself the business. And so my computer is to my right, and I'm jerking with my left and browsing with my right. Now, I don't understand if your browsing hand, meaning you're clicking because you're not typing that much. Now, my left hand, by this point, covered in sludge. I mean, just like I'm using lube, or sometimes I use like vegetable oil, which is if I'm at a lube, I go straight to the kitchen, and then I return it to the kitchen. So if you come to my apartment, the vegetable oil that's in my kitchen has been used for masturbation, guaranteed.
It's better for your heart.
I lost one of the bottles. I have 2 bottles of Wesson now because I lost one and I found it.
Wesson, that's fucking trash, man. I got to back up.
Crisco.
You jerk off with your non-dominant hand.
Yeah.
I don't think I could come like that.
I can't come with my right hand. I mean, I guess I could if I really tried. I mean, I could, you know.
That's fucking me up, dude.
Yeah.
I'm still stuck on the vegetable oil thing. If
yeah, no shit. This guy, what the fuck?
Because, like, you said it very casually.
Crip Daddy just calls it oil.
Yeah, that's just my oil. But it's kind of like how, you know, some people, they're like, I really like hot sauce, so I, like, keep a bottle in my room. Ha, ha, ha. You're like, no, dude. I just jerk off a lot with this olive oil.
Olive oil, I can see it. Olive oil's all right.
Extra virgin olive oil is like $13 a bottle. It's fucking crazy, doggy. This is $1.79 for some fucking canola oil, some corn oil. Just some fucking whatever the cheap shit is. And it feels great.
Lewis is an economic jerker.
Yeah. Coconut oil is the best. But yes, Bad Alex, coconut oil, once again, extraordinarily expensive. And coconut oil, the problem with coconut oil, it starts to congeal, right? And it turns into like a thick, white, lardy glob. And what you got to do, I'm telling you, right, this is some fucking creep I am, dude. What you do is, yeah, you warm it up in your hand. I know. So you take it in your hand, and there's this moment where you're just looking at this this fucking glob of oil melting in your hand, and you're like, there's not a more pathetic time than the 15 seconds
of where you watching. Look at that and go, I'm a grown up.
It's the fucking saddest thing, is waiting for that glob of coconut oil to melt in your hand, and it's just you're thinking like, look what I'm about to do to myself. I have to rub this all over myself. At least with the vegetable oil, like, you're already in ecstasy. You know what I'm saying? You're just gone. You know, with the coconut oil, you got to look at yourself. You got to look in the mirror. You got to look at your dick. You look back, it's still only half melted. It's a fucking nightmare, dude.
Would you rather do the coconut oil, or would you go as far as to get so desperate where you spray, like, spray on butter on your dick?
I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah.
Spray on butter would work. Butter would work. No, if I was going to get that desperate, I would go into the if I really needed to, I would go into the shower.
And conditioner. Use
conditioner. That well, makes I use sense. A conditioner for some reason, for no other
conditioner
reason.
Conditioner is better. I make the dick silky and smooth.
Well, listen, only because I'm garbage. Okay, you'll get this, Foley.
Yes, sir.
I do a combination of conditioner, body lotion, and shampoo. For some reason, I don't know why, I mix them all together, and that's my masturbation solution.
Wait, from three different bottles?
Oh, yeah.
You're like a chef back there. I like this.
Really? All right, hold on. I want to tell an embarrassing thing.
Dash of paprika.
Did anyone else jerk off with just hand soap or shampoo when they were a kid, not wash it off, and get super dry skin on your dick and balls?
Oh, yeah. I've talked about this. Dragon dick.
Where, you don't – but then – that first day, your dick is like peeling, like it looks like it was like burnt off.
It looks like it's a snake skin that's being shed, and it's very scaly. It fucked me the first time this happened.
It's terrifying.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you have no idea. Like, I was convinced that it was shampoo.
And you think it's a punishment from God for jerking off?
Well, I was already having sex, and I had masturbated in the shower, and whatever it was, I didn't wash all the soap scum off my dick, and just didn't pay attention, whatever it was. So the soap dried around my dick, went to bed, go to sleep. Next day, wake up, I go to masturbate, and it looks like a layer of skin, which is now turned a gold sort of like shiny, scaly color, starts to peel off in my hand. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I mean, have you ever had a pimple on your dick? And you know the sensation in your heart? You're like, what the fuck's going on? Like, oh my God, dude, or an ingrown hair? Like, can you convince yourself you have an STD? You look at your dick and you're like, this is an STD. There's no other explanation. The skin is falling off my dick right now. It was the most horrible fucking thing ever. I'd never been more scared in my entire life.
Hey, your dick looks like a burn victim. It's fucking brutal.
Yeah.
Foley, have you had that?
I did. It happened to me one time in high school. My parents were home and my girlfriend jerked me off in front of my sink with Palmolive. And then, like, she had to leave. And I forgot about it and woke up the next day. And, yeah, it was like scabs, like huge. Like, there was blood in some parts where it hardened.
It was brutal. Wait, yours actually got, like, bloody and fucked up?
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I'm with Foley. You get some real, like, yeah, it's terrifying. You get chunks of your dick falling off.
No, no. That didn't happen to me. Not actual chunks of my dick. It was just the soap scum that peeled off like a layer.
Yeah, no, we're talking about getting jerked off with soap and then not washing the soap off, and the soap dries all the skin on your dick off, and then you have a raw cock.
It's like a first degree burn.
Yeah.
I used laundry detergent once. That was fucking real bad.
How? Was that a... how did that go?
The same thing. It was fucking
brutal. Yeah. Great.
Smelled great, though.
That's what matters.
When did you discover masturbating, Foley?
Too young, man. Like, really too young. The first time I remember masturbating, I think I was in, like, kindergarten. And we had this linoleum floor in the basement of my house. And I remember being down there, laying on it, just rubbing my little willy on it until it felt good.
Just humping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it sucks because my little cousins and my nephews have realized that the thing in the pool, you know, that the jet where the water comes into the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've discovered that. We had to fucking us them away from it a few times.
The jets?
They just let it hit their little scooter.
Oh, it shoots out. It doesn't suck in, right?
Yeah. No.
Oh, thank God.
I mean, aren't you happy that they're facing forward?
What do you mean?
And not taking the jet up the butt?
Oh, that wouldn't matter to me. It's all good.
Nothing even gay about it. To be honest with you, a little bit
of pressure. Yeah, there's nothing gay about that. That's just nice.
A little bit of pressure in your butthole. Ain't nothing gay about that, doggy.
But then, did you guys ever read that book by the guy that did Fight Club, the short story collection? You not know what I'm talking about?
Mm.
No.
The guy that did Fight Club did a short story collection, and one of them is about a kid who used to jerk off at the bottom of the pool so that the suction thing would hit his asshole, and he gets stuck and it rips all his intestines out as he like stands up in the pool, like it's formed suction on his asshole. And as he's coming, his intestines fall out his asshole.
It'd be hard to play that off when you get out of the pool, like, I'm going to grab a shower. Organs are laying everywhere.
And then the week later, his sister swims in the pool and gets pregnant because he had come in the pool. Dude, it's a fucked up book.
Hell yeah.
Did they keep the kid?
Yeah.
I realized, Shannon, yes. We were supposed to go over the rape scenes today, weren't we?
Yeah.
Did you prep them?
Yep. Nice.
Oh, my Lord. That's so much shit.
How many did you prep?
I think there's 12 separate clips.
Yeah, I sent 3.
Whoa. Okay, well, all right, let's wait till Monday then.
Yeah, so that's a Sunday night show.
We only got a few minutes of show. We only got a few minutes of show left here. So I would say 12 clips. God damn it. Oh, so we're going to do that on Monday show. We already have them prepped and everything. Shane, you got to remind me of these things.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I sent you a bunch too. I apologize for forgetting.
Yeah, no, we'll go over. If you guys know of any great rape scenes in movies, please, by all means, send them over our way. Because we are always looking for great rape scenes to talk about. And we're going to, we're for sure going to pick and crown the greatest rape scene of any movie, which I'll tell you right now, we'll get into it. But if the Red Sparrow rape scene is not in that movie, where is
that from?
Red Sparrow?
That's the name of the movie?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think it is. I'll find it.
Doggy. Fucking hot. I did.
Now, wait, when you say best rape scene, are you saying best shot, hottest to jerk off to, or most disturbing?
It's
a rapiest.
It's your interpretation. What do you consider the best rape scene? You know,
Zach? I mean, the 3 I sent are unbeatable.
Are you guys accepting homemade ones?
Of course. Honestly, if you guys want to send in your rape scenes, if you want to send in your videos of home rape, realizeofficial@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Best at home rape will give you a free mug.
I don't want to. I have a creaky chair for whoever asked. No, dude, I think we're asking for legal problems if we do that. Homemade rape?
Yeah. You think so? Damn. All right. You know what? Don't rape and send us videos of it. Or do. Honestly, we're not getting a mug.
Yeah, just write not for contest.
Yeah, yeah. Be like, dude, this is a gift.
It's a donation.
Porn star charged with photographer's death after huffing.
Nacho. Papers. It was Nacho.
Yes.
Porn star Nacho Vidal is under investigation for involuntary manslaughter and violating public health laws. The venom is taken because it's known to contain a form of DMT. Nacho's lawyer maintained that their client is upset over the photographer's death.
So it was this guy, his assistant, a photographer, and they were doing some type of a hallucinogen from like a frog or a toad.
No, you just said a frog and a tog.
I know I did. From either a frog or a toad.
A frode.
Frode or a tog. And they killed the guy.
Wow, it killed the guy.
Yeah, where's the hashtag justice for Nacho?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, so did he get arrested for this? No.
He's under investigation for involuntary manslaughter and something about going against public health laws or something like that.
You can't fucking look. Doing drugs together. You can't blame him. Come on. Shannon, do you like him? Is he one of the ones that you dig?
No, he is a Spanish porn star, which my guy is a Spanish porn star, but no, I'm not into it. I don't like the blonde spiky hair thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy was pretty ugly. He does gay shit, right? I think I've seen him do like gay shit, like or talk about gay shit. Maybe he's pretty famous, right?
Nacho, yeah, he's a big one.
Yeah. Well, what are you gonna do? You fucking, you gonna party? You're gonna fucking take a chance?
That's the thing. Yeah, sucks fucking about toad venom. What the fuck? Just get a coke dealer like a fucking normal person.
Does that make you nervous, though, that if you are doing drugs with somebody else and the other person dies, that you could be charged for it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's sort of fucking crazy that they would charge him for it. I mean, there has to be more to the story because I've never heard of that. I've never heard of somebody getting in trouble for just being there. If he was the one who provided it, if he's the one who sold it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Providing it is fucked up, too, because you're like, what, I was just sharing my fucking drugs.
Well, I think it was some weird Spanish shit. Like, they weren't hanging out doing drugs. They were doing a ritual. Like, apparently this guy was into some weird, like, Santa Maria type shit.
Hmm.
And I think that's what it was, is they were all doing some type of Spanish witchcraft, and this guy died during it.
Wow. What do you think that they were trying to accomplish with it?
I don't know. Maybe some weird sexual shit. They all like doing weird shit, right?
Yeah, dude, fucking Spanish people do weird shit. When I was a kid, the town next to me was North Bergen, and there would always be trash bags with beheaded roosters spread out on the road next to the town, and it was either from cockfighting or from fucking like weird fucking Santeria shit.
It's probably just from people making chicken.
No, the bodies would be in there. The full body, like,
oh, the full body, and then okay,
yeah, it would be the rooster head and the body would be in like trash bags spread out on the road between Seagoggers and North Bergen.
I have a question. Speaking of chicken, Crypt Daddy, what are you snacking on
right now?
What are you snacking on, baby? What'd you have today? What are you eating?
What are you snacking on?
I had leftover pizza from last night.
That was sadder than your entire origin story.
Yeah.
Leftover pizza. Garbage Foley?
Did you have it cold or did you heat it up?
Oh, you know it stays cold.
Ooh. Garbaggio.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole other flavor.
You know, when I heat up my pizza, I learned this on one of those. You remember maybe fucking 8 years ago, a big thing on the internet, really all it was Facebook. And then you get Facebook and then there'd be like some fucking porn sites. And then you would find LifeHacks. LifeHacks were huge like 8 years ago. They were massive. Just fucking whatever it is. you know, little awesome life hacks. Take a fucking one of those little fucking black clip things and fucking make all your wires look good behind your computer. Boom, life hack, right? Those types of things. Love them all day long. Shannon, pull up some new life hacks. I want to see the top life hacks of 2020. We'll go over some life hacks before we go. Yeah. Oh, one of my favorite life hacks of all time. Shut
hack up. Hack for life, Louis J. Gomez.
I knew you were going to fucking say some dumb fucking hack joke, you fucking piece of shit.
That's where he found the vegetable oil.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, one of my favorite life hacks was how to reheat pizza. How do you reheat pizza, Foley?
Oven, high heat, gets nice and crispy.
Of course, because you're a piece of shit and you don't know how to do anything. You're a garbage human being. You have no idea. No idea.
Skillet.
The word skillet is garbage.
Like, skillet.
You do in a pan.
If you own a skillet, you're probably garbage.
Yeah. I mean, I do in the oven because I'm lazy, but I know you're supposed to do it. Well, yeah, in like a hot pan, right?
Yep, hot pan. You do high heat. Donovan, I was going to say, how do you do it? But
I watch somebody do it.
Cold pizza. You just watch somebody do it. Just beg. Yeah. You start crying.
Yeah, that's what it is. I pray that my at-home caretaker doesn't beat me that day and decides to be nice.
Dude, I fucking... Yeah, you got to take it on a pan, hot pan. You put it dough side down, okay? Dough side down. And you let it heat up. You wait till it gets nice and hot. Okay, you get basically all this is 98% of the fucking heating procedure is letting it dough side down, get nice and hot, and then right at the last second, you flip it over and let the cheese sit on the frying pan for maybe 2 seconds just to get that cheese a little bit moist. Psst, boom, take it off. Tastes better than the oven.
Huh?
Better than the oven.
It's just a lot of work, it seems. But is it worth it?
And then Laura Schumacher says, add a little water with a lid to melt the cheese. Fuck you, Laura. You don't know
what
shit.
What the fuck? You're steaming pizza? Come on.
That's psychotic.
No, well, he can't use vegetable oil. He jerked off of it already. Yeah. The water is best option.
Nuggy, that is the way you do it. That is the way you reheat your fucking pizza. Shannon, how do you do it? Shannon's like, you don't reheat pizza. I'm Italian. That's an atrocity.
I honestly don't reheat it a lot. If I do, I'm just a gross garbage person and throw it in the microwave for 30 seconds, or I just eat it cold. I'm gross. Yeah,
fucking, this is why we'll never work, Shannon.
Damn it.
Shannon, pull up a few of the best life hacks. We got to get out of here in a minute. I'm going to go on, by the way, right after this, I am going on Twitch. I know I've been ignoring my nighttime Twitch streams. This tennis ball that holds your keys, it's a terrible life hack, Shannon. It looks like it's mocking me. It looks like that. Look at the one that was holding the keys. It looks like it's going, fight me. Fight me.
Yeah, to remove the stem from strawberries, use a straw.
If you eat strawberries, you're gay.
Yeah, it's fucking homosexual. Use your boyfriend's dick.
Take the thing off of, waste a perfectly good hanger to be a chip clip.
That's fucking trash right there.
Yeah, if you're eating those chips, those jeans that were hanging on that hanger aren't going to fit anymore anyway. So you might as well just throw them in the trash, you fat piece of fucking shit.
Wrap a wet paper towel around your beverage, put in the freezer to make it cold faster.
Solid fucking thing. But here's the thing. When you're a fatty like me and Zach, once you've made it through the age, I'm 38 years old. Do you think I'm ever not having what I want cold when it's cold?
Or you can just pour it over ice?
The temperature of my food and beverages are always on point because at this point I've learned how to preemptively set things up. Did I just see a fucking mouse?
Oh my God, he's back.
Just saw a mouse.
He's back.
It's not the same mouse probably. It's probably a different guy.
That's what you think.
Am I crazy? Am I seeing things in my peripherals? All right,
dude, if a mouse runs across the back of that fucking couch, this will be the best episode of the show ever.
With a bottle of vegetable oil.
Use a clothespin to hold a nail whilst hammering.
Can I be honest? I thought that was what to do with like a roach.
Yeah. I was like, you want to get high? Here. Here, you can toast bread.
But to make BLTs, it says put the two pieces into one slot. So it toasts the outside and makes the warm side just the inside just warm.
Gay.
That's what is what the fuck is the point of that? What do you mean for a BLT? A bacon, lettuce, tomato? Why would I want the inside to be
not toasted?
Not toasted.
Gay.
Gay. Take an old CD spindle and turn it into a bagel toad. Shannon, this is the one from 8 years ago because we don't
have CD spindles. If I met someone that took that out of their bag, I was like, oh, hold on. I put my bagel in this old CD case. Why do you have an old CD case, you 90-year-old woman?
Shannon, what is this? Shannon, you pulled up the same list that I pulled up 8 years ago. And there hasn't been another one?
It said 2019. This is another one that I pulled up.
Does your dorm smell bad, Zach? Tape a dryer sheet over the AC unit and turn on.
Listen, I'm sure my dorm still smells bad, but I live in a house now.
For people who use their phone to watch things often or tired. Whoa, I can't read. For people who use their
phone. It's using your sunglasses as a phone proper upper.
Let me see.
Does that work? Do it. Let me see. I'll tell you right now, if it's good, I'll fucking tell you. For people who use their phone to watch things often,
people.
This thing is so fucking, it's making me furious. What is this HTC phone?
That keep spaghetti in a cassette tape.
I mean, it works. It's not great. I think it's destroying my glasses. I think it's bending up my very expensive glasses.
And then you can't see your phone.
Yeah. How to waterproof your shoes. I have a whole sponsor for this. What is this?
Beeswax.
You rub eggs all over them?
Yeah. Beeswax, I guess.
You take beeswax and put them all over your shitty, ugly shoes.
Yeah, this broad needs a new pair of kicks. What the fuck?
This person supports Trump. Are you fucking kidding me?
People in Kenya have better shoes.
And boy, let's see. Take a picture of a business card that people hand you just in case you lose it.
Oh, great.
Shannon, you're making me so. You old bitch. I hate you, Shannon. I hate searched you, Shannon.
2020 both times.
Really when bad. Ironing a
yeah,
button.
Yeah, don't iron the buttons on your shirt. Okay.
Lock the door from the outside so your wife can't leave.
Put old newspaper at the bottom of your bin to absorb food juices. These are disgusting.
Jesus.
Just disgusting human beings.
Tumble the other one was better.
Ruining them.
What?
What the fuck?
I don't understand. Know what this is. Me either.
Keep a card like this in your wallet, ideally in a highly visible place that could save your life someday.
Yes, so let everyone know all of your information.
This list is for 95-year-old people.
Let's go back to the other one.
Hold on, there's chocolates. What are these chocolates? I would love them.
No, those are Christmas lights.
Damn it. Damn it. How do you put away your Christmas decorations? I don't understand that.
Is it egg carton thingy, maybe?
Is that what that is, an egg carton?
I don't know.
I don't fucking know.
That's a weird
egg. It's an apple carton, like for apples.
Shannon, I hate you.
I'm sorry. Let's go back. The other one's better. I like this one better.
What is
this? Oh, that's good. You put a shoebox so your cat doesn't sit on your computer. That's great.
A what?
A shoebox.
I put cat poison. I rub cat poison all over things that my cat likes.
Oh, look at this one. Oh, my God.
No cup holder, no problem. This is the garbagiest. I mean, I do that when I go on picnics in the park, which I've been doing quite regularly lately, which is put my little, because I have, by the way, the gayest picnic basket. Can I show you what I own, Shannon?
Yes. Is it a picnic basket? I can't wait.
Crypt Daddy, this is a great thing to do with your shoe, by the way.
Yeah, no, it's. I was going to say, I don't know why you guys are talking shit.
Yeah, that was pretty useful.
Very useful.
Is Lewis getting his picnic basket?
Yes, so. Lewis is getting a picnic basket.
Oh my Jesus God. Christ.
Oh, it's shaped like the home you destroyed.
It's like the one Toto is in The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Straight up picnic basket.
What Upper West deal. Side Jewish lady did you rob that from?
Look, when I open the shit up, look at that. Shannon, look. Plates.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's so fucking cute.
Wine glasses.
Classic.
This could be us.
You getting your son drunk?
This could be us. Fucking a little fucking thing.
Very cute. With
silverware. So I take this shit and I bring wine to the park. So here's if you want to fuck a woman, bring that bitch on a picnic.
What's up? Not me though. I don't like bugs.
Shannon, there's no fucking bugs in the picnic. Okay, we use fucking bug spray. Bitches love a picnic, though. They really do. bring them over to a park, bring a little blanket out, get a little bottle of wine. Bitches love to be on the ground in the grass. I hate it. But that's it. That's a fucking solid tip. And this I got for my son because he wants to go on a picnic. And I was like, let me buy a picnic basket. And I bought it and I realized that it's the gayest thing in the world. And then when I try to bring women on picnics, they're like, you have a fucking a whole homosexual kit. like, are we going to pick up guys in the park? Is that what that is? But it is a pretty fucking nice picnic basket.
It's pretty sweet.
That's the thing. Like, bitches fucking...
If you lived farther away from the park, I would make fun of you. But it is a very good investment for you.
It do. I have my, the park's a half a block away from my apartment.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a very good investment for you.
And I picnic regularly.
Do you always bring the basket every time?
Every fucking time, doggy. I can, you know how much food I've been here? I do hummus. I do grapes, fruit, wine. That's the fucking move.
All right. A
little sandwich, some crackers.
How long do you scroll through Pinterest?
Dude, I'm telling you, man. You fucking take a chick on a picnic. You want to fucking get in their panties? That's all she wants to hear, too. You're like, hey, do you just want to go on a, let's go on a picnic. She's like,
Am I dating Joseph Gordon-Levitt right now? What?
Dougie, I'm telling you right now.
Hey, boo-boo.
Dougie, I'm telling you right now. If you're trying to fucking hook up with a chick, okay, you say, hey, what's up? I was like, hey, let's go. We should go hang out. Let's go hang out. Let's go to the park. We're going to a picnic. And just act like it's not even a big deal. Like, whatever. Her immediately, she's like, oh, my God, this guy, he speaks my fucking language. He wants to go on a picnic.
Or she'd be like, oh, he's retarded.
Yeah, or cheap.
That's not true. And then I know a couple dope picnic spots near me. All you got to do is know the dope picnic spots. To be honest with you, women, all right, so young chicks and my son have sort of all the same interests. Okay, so if I want to, can I tell you?
Your dick and balls.
No, stop. Can I tell you the ultimate date for a chick now? I'll take her on a picnic, and then I'll take her geocaching and go try to find fucking little prizes in the woods. And that's a fucking... Because especially with social distancing now, you have to be creative. They like that shit, dude.
The picnic basket was less gay.
No, geocaching is fucking dope.
I've never heard of that.
Geocaching is... All right, so there's an app, the geocaching app. And essentially, it's really fun. It's fun to do with kids and young women. And you open up the map, and then all over the world, people that do this, they take part in this, you'll find these like little hidden boxes. You know, a lot of times it'll be like, you know, the size of a fucking, you know, it'll be a few inches long, like it's a fucking little thing. Sometimes a bigger box, right? But it'll be hidden in the woods, or it'll be hidden in a building. It's in New York City, all over New York City. They're all over the place. And if you find the box, you have to use like the geo, you know, thing to find it. And then you sign your name to it. You take a prize and you leave a prize. And bitches love it because you give them the prize. And they're like, oh, my God, this is fucking.
Everyone that finds the one after Lewis is like, why did they sign help me?
Oh, look at that. Handcuffs. Weird.
This note says, help me, and there's a bottle of vegetable oil.
There's a picture of a woman crying that says, worst picnic ever.
Dog, I'm telling you right now, that is in this social distancing, you guys don't even fight.
No, I understand. Get it. Yeah, dude. I bet that one is a big hit. Yeah.
That's a fucking solid.
Because it's an adventure.
Take them on a little picnic. You take them geocaching in the woods. And if it doesn't go well, you could kill them.
Yeah, if it doesn't go well, leave them in the woods.
Yeah, what are they going to fucking do?
Hey, lady, I got the app. How do you want to get back?
Exactly. This has been a fun show. This has been a really fun one. Fuck, dude. Crypt Daddy, will you come back on the show?
Oh, 100%.
You're awesome, dude. You're so funny. Really funny.
Absolutely.
Foley, always crushing it, as always.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you for having me. Amazing
Zach Amico, the international superstar. Follow me on Twitch, guys. Crush it right now. Twitch.tv/PR Rattlesnake. I will be going there right now. If anybody's in the fucking live chat or the chat now on this fucking thing that wants to go play some video games, let's go party. And that's that. Shannon, thank you, darling.
Guys.
Did you just fart? What the fuck was that sound?
the same sound that's happened the whole episode. It's Zach's
tail. Shannon, you know,
I can't do it if I try.
Shannon, if you wanted me to not be attracted to you, all you would have to do one time is fart in front of me.
No,
literally just once. That. Just fucking.
No.
And I'd fucking, I'd spit in your face. I'd try to fire you. Ralph won't let me. All right.
Got it.
All right. Thank you guys for watching Real Ass Podcast. We love you guys. We will be back on Monday with another incredible episode.
That's all, folks.